if somebody is caught simply in, say, avoiding pain or just seeking some titillation, seeking some entertainment, and they don't realize that they are entrapped like that, so how can they come out? How they realize or come out? There are broadly external and internals. Externally, if they meet with some devotees, initially they feel, you don't do this, what is your life? They feel like that. But if they actually spend some time with devotees, they say, they're happy. Actually, they're happier than me. So something is special over here. So the association with people who are not dependent on the things which they are enjoying, and still those people are happy, that forces them to recalibrate their understanding of what is enjoyable. And not just association in terms of seeing them, but hearing from them. It's experiencing something higher, or seeing somebody else experiencing something higher. That external experiences can open their paradise. And rather than telling them you should do this or you should not do this, just let them experience. And just by their experience, they will start saying, okay. And internally also, the Paramatma is, Super Soul is there in everyone's heart. Krishna is present. And everybody goes through phases, or at least a few moments in their life. They feel, what am I doing? I was reading, I'm hoping to write a book on addiction and spirituality. So I was reading the narrative about some addicts. I read about this one particular person who's an addict. And he was an alcoholic, and he was just one early morning in America, he got the urge, I want to drink. Went to his fridge, there was no drink with him. So he went to the nearby bar. And he was so anxious to go at that time that he forgot to wear any warm clothes. It's very cold. He ran into his car and went out. And in that bar, the particular kind of alcohol he wanted was not there. So he went to the other end of the town. And he was going to the other end of the town, his car broke down. So now without any warm clothes, he just got out of the car and ran to the bar. And he ran to the bar, finally he got that drink. He's about to drink this. He drank a gulp and he said, no. I spent so much time. I'll enjoy this drink. And he was going back to his car, and suddenly there was snow. He slipped. And he had not fixed the lid properly when he had drunk it. So what happened? All the alcohol fell on him. He was lying in the cold, in snow, in all the buildings around, everybody was asleep. Then he stuck. What am I doing? What am I doing? At that time, it struck me. I am enslaved. I am trapped. So that was the beginning of his awakening. And then, of course, it's a long process to become free. But the point is that even people who are hooked to something, they have their moments of awakening. Now, if we have helped them see a way, they may not feel like taking the way, but if we just show them a way, this is a different way of living, maybe this is good. Then if that memory stays with them, and then by Krishna's arrangement, a moment of awakening happens in their life, then that moment of awakening coupled with their experience of devotion, that will make them look for something higher. But if we try to force them too much, they'll just clamp down. And then even if the moment of awakening happens, they will not get awakened. They'll again find something else to do and at a similar level and stay trapped. So we try to give them positive experiences of something higher in life by bringing them in association as much as possible, or take the association to them. Give them some spiritual music, give them some nice prasadam, whatever, give them some connection with Krishna. And even if they don't take up, just keep the door open. Be cordial and let the moment of awakening come in their life. Okay? Thank you. Yes.